Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, Pharrell with Joe Lisi today on Coast to Coast Pain Freestyle on a Friday. How about the Celtics last night? I am so glad. It was bad enough I was losing baseball bets. I mean, it wasn't a good night at all. But it could have been a lot worse because I got to tell you, we were all on the Bucks and we were on the Nuggets too to win and cover. And they both got their ass beat. I mean, Joe, that Celtic win, honestly, 140-99, you got to be kidding me. They led at the half 75-47. Tatum had 40. Brown had 30. I don't care what Giannis had. When you get your ass beat like that, it don't matter what anybody had on Milwaukee, Joe.
No, absolutely. A total beatdown. Tatum, what did he have, 8 threes last night? I mean, he was on fire. Every time I looked, he was nailing down a three-pointer. It figures that Brown ended the game with 30 because I bet him almost every night on Carver and Lisi, and every night he's under his total in terms of threes. He stepped up last night. I wasn't on him, but I thought they would play a little bit better in that ballgame, but I didn't see 140-99 last night. Amazing effort.
I mean, I know we're going to do the, you know, games for tonight later, and they're playing Utah at the Garden. But, you know, before you, you know, give me your pick or anything there, do you think that they can follow that up, that buck 40 that they pasted them with? Can they come out tonight with any kind of vigor whatsoever and do it again? I don't care who they're playing. When you put up 140 and then you got to play – you got to fly and play the next night, even though you're at home. Do you think they'll disappoint tonight off of that game, or will they roll again?
Well, I think they'll win. I don't know if they'll cover, but I would go under the total tonight because expecting them to shoot lights out, especially against one of the best teams in the East in terms of Giannis and the Bucks, I just don't see it, even though they're playing it at home. So they might win. I'd be inclined to take the large number, but I go under the total tonight, I think.
Here's Tatum draining his 8th tray of the game to get to 27 on TNT.
The other way he comes. Porter's there by Connaughton. Stuck. And Tatum another 3. He puts in another one.
I think it got him to 37 at that point. But, I mean, this guy is an absolute badass. Here he is talking about if they meet the Bucks in the playoffs, it'll certainly be different than the game last night.
I mean, we got a lot of history with them, right? Very familiar with them. And tonight,
you'd look good in that, I mean, coat, Joe.
You know, we shot the ball well. They didn't shoot it well. You know, if we play them again in the postseason, it's, you know, it's probably not going to be like this. You know, they feel like they probably could have played a lot better. And they missed a lot of open shots. So that's some things that we probably got to clean up. Maybe down the line we'll probably have to, see him again. And, it's going to be a tough battle.
I got to tell you, Joe, I still think the Bucks are better than the Celtics. I don't care. That was a wash game. It was over before it started. It was one of those nights. But, if you look down those benches, for my money, and we welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. If you look down those teams, down the bench, right down the line, I don't deny Tatum, Brown, Robert Williams, Grant Williams. I'm not really that blown away by Grant Williams. I know they love him, and he's a wide body, and he bangs, and he's physical. I don't deny that he gives him something, and I don't deny that he's got talent. I don't deny that. But I'm not, tripping over him, right? I'm not oh, God, what are we going to do tonight with Grant Williams? But when you look at this other team, you got to deal with Giannis. You got to deal with Lopez. I mean, Lopez not only is a 7-foot monster that blocks shots and gets every rebound, but he knocks down trays. I mean, the guy makes shots. He makes them from the elbows, from the top of the key, from three, corner pocket. Middleton, Holiday, Connaughton, Portis. It just goes on and on and on. I don't feel that way with Boston. And I think Marcus Smart is the greatest actor of all time with all of his flopping and BS. I think he's so full of Shaq with his crying to the refs. He, Luka, and the Warriors Green are the three worst in the league. I can't stand them. I pray to God they lose every day.
Well, I mean, if we're talking both of those teams, I'm in agreement with you. I would lean to the Bucks and Giannis, the better defensive team. We're talking about a team that won, 15 straight a couple weeks ago? So at the end of the day, I'm with you. They're more battle-tested. They won a championship. They know when to turn it on and turn it off. And Boston is a team that, as Jason Tatum goes, that's how the success goes. He needs to be on each and every night.
So, I can't wait to see. At some level, Joe, it's got to come down to those two. And I'd say my outsider is Philly.
I'm rooting for Philly. I want to see Embiid do it.
Yeah, I do too, because he deserved it last year. And this year, I like his whole MO. He's 30 a night, does it every night. And then they ask him about it. He's like, I don't give a flying F about that MVP. You can stick it in your ear.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Joe, I turned on the, Pelicans-Denver game late night. I was watching the Padres, and it was so bad. I was like, Christ, I can't take this. I got to, I'm not going to watch them lose to the Rockies. The Rockies are awful. And when you're losing to them, I'm out. So I went to the Pelicans game, and I'm like, no joker. And I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm not even watching. So I know Ingram went off for the triple-double, and – the thing about Ingram that blows my mind is I was looking at his numbers over the last several weeks. I mean to tell you, man, he has just been cooking. I mean, this guy, since he came back from injury, he is literally every single night just destroying everybody and putting up gigantic numbers.
No, he is, and Valanciunas had 15 last night. What about Herbert Jones, the forgotten man? He's a spark plug for that offense, great defensive player, and I'm with you with Ingram. He messed around with Draymond Green a couple of nights ago, but he put it in the hoop last night, and they dominated, catching points, dominant road win.
A second career triple-double, and both of them came this week. I told you he's been tearing it up. Ingram says they do check the standings, but keep the focus on themselves. Here he is on ESPN.
We look at the standings every single day, you know. Somebody loses a game, they might go all the way to the 10th spot. Somebody wins a game, they go up. So it's something that we're looking at, but our focus is on ourselves right now, just trying to continue to get better and build for these playoffs.
All right, I love watching this guy play, and he added a lot of weight and muscle in the offseason. I didn't even recognize him when they started playing this year because he was such a rail before in his early years in the league. Now he looks like that guy that's been in the NBA that is no longer a boy, no longer a college player, no longer a one and done. Here's a guy that's eating steaks and dessert, and he's drinking really good wine because my man packed it on. Let's look at the Western Conference playoff picture. At the very least, here's the standings. We do this every day. It's crucial at this time. So the six is the Dubs. The seven is the Pels. Eight, T-Wolves. Nine, Lakers. 10, OKC with Dallas and Kyrie Cancer on the outside looking in. Do you like it the way it stands now, or do you want to see something else? Because all I care about, I've said this repeatedly, Joe, is I want to watch the Warriors and Grizzlies in a series hate each other and get in fistfights.
Yeah, well, yeah, I want to see the Warriors, too, play in the playoffs and step up. And who's going to challenge them? I know a lot of people are high on them at right now 12-1. But I like New Orleans, the way they're playing. I love the fact that Ingram said they look at the standings, Scotty, not just from a playoff aspect, but if you're betting on this team day in and day out, that's why they give it 150% and get outright wins.
So they're one game behind the Dubs for six. Only three games separate six from 11 in the West. That is crazy. Here's the overall playoff picture as it stands now. And I always enjoy when we put it up in Braille.
I can barely see that. I can't tell you. What is that? Is that the Clippers? And okay, I can't even see that. What do you tell me?
That is the SAT Sports Grid version of the standardized testing for entrance into colleges across the country is what that is. But at the very least, I think the fact that we can make fun of it is all that matters. Now let's look at the MVP odds after Joker sits and Giannis gets whacked. Here is the MVP line movement. So Embiid and Joker, look at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then look where it is Friday. Embiid now favored, and the Joker doesn't play, and he gets the side effects of not playing. It's like he's got, you know, what are the side effects of these pills? Look at him. He didn't play. He was a little sick, under the weather, doesn't play, and look what happens to him. He wakes up, and his socks and underwear are gone, Joe.
Well, to me, it's Embiid or bust for the MVP. I agree with you. Should have won it last year. I think he's a better player than Joker, and he steps up. And at the end of the day, I think over the next few games, he's going to showcase his skill. Now, tonight, when he plays Toronto, we'll see how he does. His total, I think, is 35 and a hook.
You know, last year, Giannis is like 650 now from 350 yesterday. That's how much it's moved right now. Randall's going to sit out the next 2 weeks with his ankle roll. I mean, it looked really bad the other night when he rolled it. Joe, I don't know if you saw it in-game, but I was watching the game. I'm obsessed with the Knicks. And after not missing a game the whole year, it's a drag that he's injured.
Well, if Julius Randle is not 100%, the Knicks are going to limp in to the playoffs. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them. But at the end of the day, best player steps up in big games. And I like them in this matchup against Cleveland tonight. So we'll see how it plays out.
Naz Reid broke his wrist. So the T-Wolves big man is out. And he's been playing great ball for the T-Wolves. They've been playing really well lately. And LaMarcus Aldridge retires after 16 years. I got to tell you, I thought the guy was a pro's pro. I mean, my man could get a bucket anytime he wanted. He was so big and so sturdy and so immovable in the mid-range game. He had that elbow and that wing step back, you know, down to a science. I mean, my man, like I hit that step back today playing from like 18, and I went in and the guy bit and I went back and I floated one high and it was all net. And everybody's like, nice shot, bro. I'm like, I already know it's a nice shot, son. I drop that all the time. There's no better shot in basketball than that step back. Durant does it all the time. Aldridge could get it whenever he wanted. Joe, let's talk about tonight's games and break it all down for you. There's tons of them. We'll start with Chicago at Charlotte. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't trust that number or the Bulls to cover that kind of meat.
No, I'm with you. It's up from 7.5 to 10.5 now, right before tip. They might win, but I'm taking Charlotte plus the points.
Oak City and the Pacers in Indy. I love Shea. I love J-Dub. How about the putback on the Giddy miss the other night to win the game over Detroit by one? I love this young Thunder team.
Yeah, I'm with you. Line up from three. They're fighting for a playoff spot. I think they dominate tonight. Win by double digits after back-to-back lackluster performances.
Toronto in for Philadelphia to see JoJo.
Yeah, best bet for me, it's Toronto. Don't be shocked if they win the ball game outright. Love the 76ers, but I really like the Raptors and Van Fleet in this matchup.
How about this one? Orlando's been playing great. They're in D.C. against the Wiz in a short number.
Yeah, I would lean to Orlando, but I like the over there with the Wizards and Magics over the 224 and a hook, Scotty.
So the Celtic Jazz game, you're just interested in the under.
Yes, the under. I think there's no way they're going to put up 140 in back-to-back games, and the Jazz are a pretty good defensive-minded team. I think it's under tonight. That's my best bet in that ballgame.
Atlanta is in no sleep till against the Nets. I kind of like Brooklyn tonight and Brooklyn Bridges and Cam Johnson to get it done.
It's a tough one. 242.5 is the total. I like over. I'm going over Trae Young as well, 26.5.
Knicks are in the Rocket at Cleveland.
I'm going to take the Knicks plus the 3.5. I think they go toe-to-toe with Donovan Mitchell. I like the Knicks tonight.
Wow, with no Randle. Detroit and Houston in H-Town.
This is tough, Scotty. I mean, Detroit and Houston, both garbage teams. I'm going to take probably Houston minus the 4.5, but I think under in that ballgame.
Clips, Memphis, again, a repeat offender from the other night. I took the Clippers the first time. I'm not doing that again.
No, they burn. It's a complete money burn. Every time I bet them, I'm going to go Ja Morant and is over tonight.
All right, of the remaining games, the Lakers-Minnesota is the featured attraction in Denver-Phoenix. What do you think of those two?
I like Minnesota at home.
And what about Denver-Phoenix?
I'm going to take Phoenix. I think Denver's completely inconsistent.
And we'll see if Cream Puff Reaper can have a big game tonight. We'll come back and talk to Coach James Young about the NBA and the Final Four.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So the March matchups, you got to get in on it. Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. Deposit at least $10 in your account. Get it rolling. Place a pregame money line wager in the amount of at least $10 on any team to win an NCAA game at standard odds price. So you could do the, like, you know, one of the Final Four games tomorrow. You'll be good. You receive $200 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your wager instantaneously. You're going to love it. Go do it and then thank me later. It's time for the Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM with my boy, Coach James Young. I was just talking to Joe about it. There's no shot I like better than when I get on that wing to the right or left of the elbow, like Cream Puff Reaper, and then drop that defender with a jab step in, step back, teardrop, step back, 15-footer, floater, all in that spray. And I was saying to him that the guy that you could count on every time to hit that shot was Aldridge. I thought his mid-range game was so clean in the NBA for so long. I think he deserves a lot more respect than just saying LaMarcus Aldridge has decided to retire after 16 years. I thought he was a way better player than to get just a headline every day now that he's retiring. That's weak. He was a baller.
Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge, that boy can hoop. Like, think about the stats. He was putting up 20, 22, and 10 every night when he was playing for Portland. And he had that. Like, he had that Jay. He also could take you to that post where he would hit you that with that left shoulder and get you with that sweeping hook and that sweeping runner to the middle of the floor. He was just smooth because LaMarcus Aldridge wasn't explosive, but it looked like Adrian Dantley, different position, like slow motion. Like he got into his shot, he got into his area, and when he got to that 15, 16-foot range, you don't even have to go rebound that ball. Just go on the other way. LaMarcus Aldridge, and it's a shame with the heart issue when he came back with the Nets. LaMarcus Aldridge was an absolute beast, and it sucked that the majority of his career was in Portland or in San Antonio. If dude was in L.A., if dude was in New York or Miami or Chicago for the majority of his career, he would be getting a lot more respect than he's getting today.
I thought he was good even with the Nets. I thought he still gave them great burn and great productivity. I got to tell you, I don't know what I'm more disappointed in, that you're not doing in-game live access with me tomorrow, or that Chop's first two AAU games were canceled tomorrow. Like, I don't know what's worse, you doing me or them doing her. I don't know who I'm mad, like, which one I should be more angry about. You with all your fancy, you know, get to do the game when the game's on. I hope that extra 2 hours you fall asleep on the air, that fifth and sixth hour, I hope that you have another one of your hoagies and chips and fall asleep right on the air with a sandwich on the end of your lip.
Wait a minute, for really? Listen, if you need to, I know you and Miami Vice are together again. Coach can always hop on for a segment or two and give you my take. But, you know, listen, it's only one weekend. JY's back next week, Farrelly. No worries.
Yeah, you're back when there's no games. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I can't get enough of it. You know, thinking about, just while we're at it, thinking of Dame time out there. Can you imagine, like, so they shut them down and how awful they are without him. And then, like, you remember we had this conversation about Dinwiddie saying, my man's out there, he's the best shooting guard ever, and no one gives a rat's ass about him because he plays in Portland. And then you just talked about Aldridge. He played out there and nobody cares. It's like, I guess, where you go to die.
Yeah. That used to be the Knicks when you were over the hill. You used to come to the Knicks and collect that check and die. Now it's in Portland. And, you know, it's a shame because Dame Lillard is fantastic for all. I can't say enough of him. But if you really think about this, folks. They're 32 and 44, right? The Spurs and the Rockets, they're not going to catch them. And then there's the Hornets and the Pistons. They're tied with the Magic, one game behind Indiana. This is a tank job of epic proportion because they have right now the fifth worst record in the NBA, and they want to stay in that bottom five because you know what a deal. Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, you can add Brandon Miller. They're trying to hit a home run at one of these three guys. Don't believe anything else you hear. This is all about draft positioning right now at Portland.
Why? What could be worse than them getting him? And then he plays out there at 10 o'clock East every night, and no one ever sees him.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But you got to commend Dame because Dame is sticking it out, and he's been there. But you got to understand, Pharrell, like, if they don't hit a home run in the draft, like, look at the long-term future. They're not better than the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Kings, the Suns first couple of years, the Clippers the next couple of years, the Pelicans, the Timberwolves, the Thunder. All these teams are better than them, even with everybody back. So you got to wonder, at what point does Dame Time's loyalty run thin? And he's like, nah, man, I got to try and go get me a championship because I'm not going to get it in the Northwest.
How much will Randall's ankle hurt the Knicks?
It will hurt the Knicks, but I do anticipate, Pharrell, they will play more with pace. Look at a guy like Obi Toppin and his props moving forward Because if you remember, folks, down the end of the stretch of last year, when Randle got shut down, right? And they were playing Obi Toppin big minutes. And I'm talking about like starters minutes down the stretch of the season. Obi Toppin, folks, was putting up absolutely monster. And I'm talking monster numbers at the end of the year. He only averaged 6.3 points per game last year. But if you look at the last couple of games that Obi Toppin put up, he averaged 27.2 points per game in April. I'm not saying he's going to give you 27 points a game down the stretch. But if they start hanging Obi Toppin's points prop at 10.5 and 11.5, just the way he runs the transition in alley-oops, Frel, he could get over his points prop. Start looking closely at Obi Toppin's props moving forward down the rest of the season.
All right, time for Coach's Scooby Snacks for tonight's games. Who are you going with?
Oh, weekend Scooby Snack time. Play number one, Thunder Pacers over 240.5. When I gave it to the boys, it was like 237, 236. It's up 4 points. I don't care about that. I'm taking the over. The over is 5-0-1 in the Thunder's last six games against the team with a losing straight-up record. 7-2-1 to the over in their last 10. Pacers 6-1 to the over in the last 7 home games. 3-0-1 to the over in the last 4 versus a team with a losing straight-up record. Give me over 240.5 in Thunder's Pacers. Next, I heard my man Joe Lisi, and no one's got better calves than Joe Lisi, but I'm going against Joe Lisi. Give me the Sixers -5.5 versus the Raptors. I know the Raptors are playing well, 3-1-1 against the spread the last 5 following ATS win, but they're 3-8 against the spread the last 11 road games. 76ers are 7-3 against the spread the last 10 games overall. I expect a big game out of JoJo. Give me the 76ers -5.5. Next, I'm going with the Hawks against Joe again on the money line. Joe's still my guy. Nets are 2-6 against the spread the last 8 games overall. Hawks are 7-3 against the spread the last 10 meetings. And looking at this closely, I think the Hawks are going to start to play better down the stretch. I think the Nets are floundering, and the Hawks right now are, I do believe, 2 games out of, or 3 games out of the 6th spot. So they're going to make a last run. Last, I'm going down with the king. I'm going with LeBron James. Over 5.5 assists tonight in this game. Why? Well, first things first, Scott Foster's refereeing the game, so he's going to get LeBron. He's going to take care of him tonight. But he has gone over 5.5 in 12 out of his last 15 games, 32 out of 46 games this season. You already know, Pharrell, I'm going down with the king.
All right, so who do you like tomorrow in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament? Start with FAU and San Diego State.
I've been thinking about this a lot, Pharrell, and I cannot go against FAU at this point. I just like the way this team plays. I think they're about to sum of their parts. They have multiple guys that can beat you, and look for Vlade Goldin to go over his points prop. And I think it's hanging around 8.5. I think FAU covers the spread of 2.5. It moved up a point. Sprinkle it on the money line. I think they steal it. Second game. I think this game's going to be up and down. I'm going over 149.5. I like Miami plus the points. I think this thing gets up and down, and I would not be surprised. Listen, they stole it from Houston. They stole it from Texas. What's to say they can't steal it from UConn too? Miami plus the points.
Yeah, I like those plays. Who do you like tonight? South Carolina and Iowa, LSU and Virginia Tech on the ladies' side in Dallas.
I like South Carolina tonight. I think too much of Leah Boston inside. Caitlin Clark should go up for her assist prop. Other side, I'm going with my boy Kenny Brooks. I ain't going against Kenny Brooks, especially because I don't like Kimoki anyway. Give me the Virginia Tech Hokies getting it done, and they lose in the final to Dawn Staley. 2 black coaches in the national championship. That'd be pretty dope.
I wanted to see Coach Young wearing Kim Mulkey's feather blazer and look like Liberace on the air next week when we do in-game live all access a week from Saturday. I don't even think I'm there a week from Saturday. So you blew me up. I'm going to blow you off next Saturday, fool. No doubt. I'm going to blow you off, fool.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we have to like negotiate side piece deals with Joe to like sit during these interviews I do, because he's like, you know, he's high end. So you can't have like the high price guy sitting out, you know, for 15 minutes at a clip in the middle of a show to like, you know, make phone calls, you know, look through his mail, things of this nature, grab a quick, you know, olive or two. He just doesn't, you know, like it. So we have to, you know, negotiate business, like, you know, dinner deals, travel bonus, you know, miles, things of this nature. Because Joe, he doesn't like, you know, sitting on the seat. He's a starter. I mean, Joe's a starter. He gets burned. He doesn't like, he plays 40 minutes. He doesn't like playing, you know, 32 minutes. And if he does, he wants, you know, to be traded. So there's been a lot of the, you know, we negotiate with him, we get him, you know, even chicks we line up. Are we, don't talk about lining up women. No, don't do that. Go back, do the show. They're telling me just to change the subject. All right, Joe, North Texas, they did it again. They beat UAB in Vegas for the NIT championship. You know, I think they beat them three times this year, Joe.
Yeah. They did. I mean, when they have their number, they have their number. We always talk about teams being able to knock off a team three straight times in one season. In college football, it's very difficult, right? In terms of this situation, in terms of college basketball, phenomenal effort. So we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. But Conference USA, they are unbelievable in terms of how they stepped up, not just in the NIT, but with FAU as well, right?
I mean, it's insane. What a great thing for Conference USA that basically gets no respect at all. But now who's laughing? Tyler Perry, of course, makes millions of fantastic movies and television shows. Here he is sealing it. You didn't even know he played for the Mean Green with a late dagger on ESPN2.
One-on-one, crossover, step back.
I always thought that guy was too fat to play basketball. I couldn't believe my eyes with a 30-foot logo J to finish off the Blazers. Tyler Perry, excellent movie maker as well. San Diego State coach Brian Dutcher always knew he could build a winner at Viejas on the San Diego State campus. The Aztecs mean business as they play tomorrow night in the Final Four in Houston. Here's the head coach of SDST, baby.
From the day we stepped on campus, Coach Fisher and I, all those years ago, we believed this was a possibility. And we sold it recruiting. We didn't just say it wasn't empty words just to get a kid to come. We believed if we did what we were supposed to do, we could make a Final Four, we could win a national championship. And so that's what the message is. We believed it could happen. That's our culture. And some people might say it was a fantasy, but obviously we're sitting here today.
Joe, honestly, I think they have the best defense. I've said this since the 76 Indiana Hoosiers that went undefeated under Bob Knight with Scotty May and company. The best man defense I ever saw in my life. You just couldn't beat them. They beat you with defense and emotion offense. You know what's funny? I was talking to Joe Ranieri yesterday about this team. And Joe is like, you know, he's all over FAU, right? Fair enough. And he's obviously down in Florida and he's on Miami as well. But he said that, you know, San Diego State can't shoot. And that's just not the case. Against last week in the Elite Eight, when they won that game over Creighton, they went about 6 minutes where they didn't miss one shot. They were hitting mid-range daggers from the elbow and the wing and on the baseline. And from the top of the free throw stripe, about 2 feet past that, they were hitting every shot. And, you know, it's weird. They don't look like they can shoot, but they actually do put the ball in. And the thing is that they don't try to run and gun and score a lot. They just try to manipulate the clock and get a good look, Joe.
I love this team. I'm sitting on a ticket of 10 to 1. I liked them against Alabama. I was going to jump on them at 42 to 1. Carver talked me out of it, believe it or not. But I had them against Alabama. I love the way they play. They grind you out. They wear you down. They make and force teams into a half-court game. And I think they're going to do the same thing, Scotty, against FAU. I know FAU is more athletic, but I love the defense of San Diego State. And I think they're going to win it all. I'm buying into the Aztecs right here.
So, wow, you think they're going to win it all?
Oh, I do. I think if they match up with either UConn or Miami, they match up very well from a defensive perspective. The one thing that they do is they force teams to work for shots. There's not an easy look in terms of 3 points or even
You're in right.
terms of inside the arc, right? They force you to get through screens, pick and rolls, the whole bit. They're just blue collar. He said it when they beat Alabama. Gutty defense. That's why I love this team.
FAU guard Brian Greenlee here talking about how the season has prepared them for anything.
I would just say we've been prepared throughout the season for situations like this. Like, we've been in so many different games where it's been close. We've been down with a few minutes left, and it's just something that we built. I think it's through the work that we put in and the trust that we have in each other, but we're just a brotherhood, and when we're in the huddle, everybody gives each other confidence, and we don't panic, we don't get tight. So we just continue to chip away and play the game.
Yeah, I don't mess with them with that 35 wins, Joe. They mean business. Let's look at the odds going into the first national semifinal. There they are. 155 on the money line for San Diego State. They're laying 2.5. 131.5 is the number. I take it you're on, obviously, San Diego State to get it done and cover.
Yeah, I think they cover the 2.5, but I think it's a sneaky look. I'm going over in this game, the 131.5. I think San Diego State could put up in the 70s, and that would lean to the over in this matchup.
All right, let's look at the betting so far for this matchup. This is the updated BetMGM numbers. It opened at 1.5, now 2.5. And then 60% of the bet, 75% of the money on the Aztecs. The total opened at 131.5. That's where it is now. 52% of the bets, 49% of the money on the over. And then I got to tell you, the way they play defense, I'm not interested in any over. I got to be honest with you. They just shut you down. You're not scoring.
No, you might be right. I just think if it plays into the area, what, 71-64 against Bama, we could see that type of game. That would lean to the over for San Diego State. But I agree with you. Great defensive team.
So Miami guard Nigel Pack talks about the advice he got about being in the Final Four. I don't think he cares about advice with the money he's getting paid to play at Miami. Here we go.
I never played in a dome before, so this is my first experience. My first Final Four ever,
good,
never
that,
been to one,
hat.
Never been
teammates.
In attendance in one. So I'm really excited for this, loving the experience that we're getting so far. Everything
working.
About it has been so much fun, and we only seen just a glimpse of it.
Take
I haven't got to see the floor yet or anything like that.
Road,
but I'm excited to see it. I actually got some advice from Kyle Guy, who went to my same high school as me, who went to Virginia, won a national championship. I was talking to him a little bit. He just told me to stay positive. I mean, you know, you got to keep confidence in yourself. Great shooters can shoot anywhere. Is what he told me, and he told me to believe in myself and my team. And if you believe in yourself and your team, that you guys will be able to win it all.
Joe's favorite entertainer, Naz X, there talking about the Final Four from the Old Town Road. UConn, little Naz X, I don't know what his name is. What I mean, what am I, mafia? I mean, honestly, go ahead with all your critics. UConn, big man, Adamo Sanogo, gas stations. Remember Sanogo gas stations. Even though he's fasting for Ramadan, he doesn't think he'll be affected. My man isn't eating, but he looks like he ate everything.
It's definitely hard, you know, because like you said, you know, it's my fifth, and this is something that I didn't start doing this year. I've been doing this, like, since I was in high school. I used to do it during, like, AAU, you know, but you know, like, it's definitely hard because like last game against Gonzaga, I was like a little bit tired because I was stressed, you know, like you said, but the good thing is Saturday game is the game is at 7:49, and I think I will be able to eat at 7:40. So that's like 8 minutes before the game. So I think I should be fine for the game for sure. Yeah.
Thomas, yeah, listen, you said you'll be able to eat 8 minutes before the game on Saturday.
Yeah. You'll hurl.
What can you eat so close to playing?
I just need my coconut water. If I have my coconut water and one oranges, I think I'll be fine. Yeah.
What?
How challenging is it though to have to balance?
What is happening here?
I feel like
my man's drinking water.
It's definitely hard. It's hard, but I feel like the more you're thinking about it, the more you become harder. You know what I mean? So like that's why I'm trying to like just do it, not thinking about it too much. You know. Because I last 8 years I've been doing it. So, yeah, you know, I'll be fine.
So my buddy said to me, no disrespect to anyone that does Ramadan and fast for a month and all that business. So respectfully. But my buddy said, you know, Pharrell, you gotta try fasting. I think that you would really benefit from a 3-day fast. And I'm like, Pharrell, you bro, I don't go 3 minutes without eating food. Ever. I mean, like, Joe and I are Italian over here eating pasta. I got an Italian wife making pasta. I got, like, booze, food. Like, are you kidding me? Me without food for 3 days? You want to see nasty. Honestly, Joe, I can't have it. I'm going to be on Miami now that I know that the big man hasn't eaten for a month and all he's doing is drinking coconut water. I mean, at least have a martini, kid.
I couldn't fast for 3 hours, let alone 3 days. So I'm with you, Scotty. I'm on Miami. I think it's Miami and San Diego State.
All right. So you're on Miami with the 5.5. What do you think of the do you think they'll beat them outright?
Oh, I do. I mean, at the end of the day, I said this about UConn. They have had a fantastic tournament up until this point, but if it becomes a 4-minute game, whether it's this game or the national championship game, I don't think they're battle tested enough. The other teams in this tournament have had to grind games out in the last 3 or 4 minutes. I don't think UConn can do it, and I think Miami catches them sleeping.
All right, let's look at the updated betting numbers. It opened at 5.5, no movement, 63% of the bets, 51% of the money on UConn. The total, 61% of the bets, 79% of the money on the over. And then do you buy all this?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I think it's a lot of noise. You got to weed through what you believe. You got to, you know, look at what you see in terms of the Elite Eight and the Final Four games. And at the end of the day, I think the two most athletic teams in these matchups, I think it's Miami against UConn. I think they can score, they can run, they can slow it down. And I think defense wins. I think they're going to wear down FAU. That's why I like San Diego State.
Well, I can't wait for the games. I got to be honest with you. And I'm doing in-game live all access tomorrow from 12 to 4 with Harrison Sanford. And I'm going to be just jonesing for those games to start. Like, it reminds me of it's way worse with the Super Bowl waiting 2 weeks. I like the fact that the NCAA Elite Eight and then into the Final Four is only a week, right? But it's like the longest yard ride waiting for these games tomorrow night at like 6 o'clock and then like 8:50 or whatever. I mean, I'm just jonesing for these games to start. I'm sick and tired of talking about it already. We rock on C2C on a Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, today in Carver High history, we got to hit it. 73, Bobby Orr scores a hat trick to become the first player in NHL history to score 100 points in 4 straight seasons. 73, Ali suffers a broken jaw in a shocking split decision loss to Ken Horton. I remember that fight. 75, UCLA beats Kentucky for their 10th NCAA title under Wooden. And he said 2 days prior to the game he was going to retire. In 80, in heavyweight title fights on the same night, Larry Holmes TKOs Leroy Jones in the 8th. And Mike Weaver KOs John Tate in the 15th in Knoxville, Tennessee, that nobody cared about. In 80, Jesse Owens dies of lung cancer at 86. 82, in a first of its kind, the NBA and NBAPA reach a 4-year agreement that includes a 53% revenue sharing plan in return for minimum and maximum payrolls. In 84, Mike Bossy becomes the first player in NHL history to record 7 straight 50-goal seasons with his 50th and 51st. He was a badass. He's the only Islander jersey I would ever wear. All the rest can burn. 86, Louisville beats Duke, 72-69 to win the national championship. I went to Louisville that night to party. Purvis Ellison was unstoppable, and so were the streets of Louisville afterwards with drinking and nudity. 90, 20-year-old Quebec Nordiques Joe Sakic scores against Harvard to become the first and youngest player in NHL history to score 100 points in a season. 91, the Tennessee Vols beat Virginia 70-66 in the first overtime win in the NCAA Women's Tournament's history to win the title. 91, Brett Hull scores his 86th of the season. 92, Cotton Fitzsimmons becomes the sixth coach with 800 wins. 95, federal judge Sonia Sotomayor issues an injunction against baseball owners in a move that effectively ends the strike. 96, Tennessee beats Georgia for the women's championship. 97, Arizona beats Kentucky in overtime for the national championship of the Wildcats. First title, here it is.
Who else but Simon?
No foul!
They're not going to foul him. It's only right, the ball's in his hands. A milestone victory for Arizona.
Simon says championship.
98, the Rays and Diamondbacks both make their MLB debut, suffer blowout losses. 98, Milwaukee becomes the first team in baseball to switch leagues as they play their first game in the NL. Wow, a big day in sports history.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.